Welcome to the Lucid Dreaming Podcast from howtolucid.com, where I share interesting lucid dreaming tutorials, stories, and tips with you guys. If you want to find more, you can actually go to howtolucid.com/podcast, where you'll get exclusive links and discounts, as well as show notes and much more.
So, a lot of people have been asking, what do you actually see when you lucid dream? What do you actually see in the dream? Is it any different to a normal dream? In this video, I'll tell you. So, when you become lucid, what ends up happening is you basically see what you focus on. I know that sounds obvious, but what I mean is if you don't focus on something, it will kind of disappear and dissolve into something else. So what I'm saying is when you actually start a lucid dream, when you become lucid, you can, let's say if you're looking at a castle, right, or a tree, if you then change your focus to something else, the tree will kind of dissolve and disappear. So it kind of feels, what you really see is it feels like, you know those video games which are kind of free roam, like Skyrim or, I don't know, Destiny maybe? So what happens is as you explore the world, like as you go forward in the world, the game renders itself in front of you. So you can only really see what's right in front of you, and then everything else kind of disappears. It's a little bit like that, except you don't notice the rendering, but that's what's happening. So it's kind of generating the world for you kind of as you're exploring it. Very interesting thing. So that's kind of the basics of what you see. Feels a bit like a video game that renders as you explore it. What you focus on is what, you know, you see, and then the other details kind of dissolve behind it, unless you maintain your focus on them, keep looking at them. Another thing, which is very interesting, is that quite often you will see things that you can't explain in waking life, like you can't explain with language. Things that you wouldn't, like if you saw them in real life, you wouldn't really have any words to explain what you're seeing.
I just wanted to remind you that if you're listening to this podcast, you can actually get a free PDF guide to lucid dreaming, a report showing you 100 things that you can do in a lucid dream, as well as free email lessons, tutorials, and tips. All you need to do is go to howtolucid.com/sign-up, all one word, howtolucid.com/sign-up.
So a good example is one of my classic lucid dreams that I've had, which was really left quite an impression on me, is when I became an ant. So I became an ant and I was in this colony, and it's like I could see these pheromone trails about where I was supposed to go to follow the other ants, but I can't explain it, because although I could see them and it kind of looked a bit like an aura or an energy field or like a mist kind of thing, although I could see that, to my eyes in the dream, it was more complicated, you know, because like I said, I was an ant. So my eyes were not functioning like human eyes. I could see in different ways. It was like hexagonal, almost. And it was like a geometric kaleidoscope kind of thing. Very hard to explain. More complicated than just like a kaleidoscopic filter over what you see. It's more than that. It's like you're aware of each aspect of what you're seeing hexagonally. So sometimes in a lucid dream, you see things that you can't really explain. They don't make sense. You can't explain them in your everyday language, and they don't look like anything you've seen in waking life. That's what I'm trying to say. They don't look like something you can compare it to. There's really nothing you can, you know, look at and say, oh, it's like that, because some things just aren't similar to anything else. And you know, I find this quite interesting, that this is the case with lucid dreaming. So yeah, that's like a kind of summary of what you see in a lucid dream and what it looks like. Let me know in the comments what you've seen in your lucid dreams and kind of how they look. And yeah, I'm very curious if it's like, if you know what I mean, like what's the weirdest thing you've seen, or if that's just a unique thing to me, like that weird ant dream, becoming, what was the other one? Becoming an atom. That was a crazy one, becoming an atom. It's like I could see things, or I was aware of things, but I couldn't see them because I didn't have any eyes. It's like I was just aware of these connections between atoms. So that was strange. Anyway, let me know what you think.
Thanks for listening to the Lucid Dreaming Podcast from howtolucid.com. There is actually more I would like to offer you. So if you go to howtolucid.com/podcast, you can get exclusive discounts, offers, bonuses, tips, lessons, and videos just for podcast listeners. If you would like to watch or listen to this on another platform, I am on every single social media platform, so just search for How to Lucid. The main place I post is YouTube, where I post pretty much every day.